to the weekend. Well, health officials say they're hoping to carry out more than 1,000 health checks in the Maranoa as part of a new chronic disease prevention program. Health and Wellbeing Queensland is launching the 7-month pilot program today, targeting risky behaviours such as poor diet, smoking, or lack of exercise. You might be thinking to yourself, what do I need to check? Well, the agency's Claire Johnson spoke more with our reporter, David Chen.
It's all about streamlining pathways into prevention programs. So we're all about chronic disease prevention and early intervention.
So when we're talking about chronic disease prevention, I mean, what are we talking about there?
We're talking about things like type 2 diabetes and heart disease and COPD and those sorts of conditions. So it's in Roma and the surrounding towns. It's actually being implemented in the Maranoa Regional Council area, which is Roma, Injun, Mitchell, Surratt and Wallumbilla.
Tell me, I guess, for those residents in those regions, I mean, if they want to get involved, what do they do?
It all starts off with a digital health assessment, so they can head to the Wellness My Way website just by Googling Wellness My Way, and they can take a free digital health check, which assesses a person's individual risk factors for chronic disease, and they're then connected with a telephone coach who will support them through action planning. So they'll prioritise some health behaviours that they're happy to work on improving, and that telephone coach will also connect them to free and low-cost prevention programs that are accessible in their community. We're really hoping to achieve the prevention of chronic disease. So we're in this for the long game. We really want people to recognise that there are things that they can do today to improve their future health for themselves and for their loved ones and for the benefit of their broader community.
Are there any targets that Health and Wellbeing has set in terms of the number of people getting involved? Or, what do you want to see ultimately come out of this program?
So the ultimate goal is to achieve community activation around this. So we're really looking to leverage the local community and local stakeholders to build that momentum towards health and wellbeing and preventive health. But we do have some measurable aims that sort of sit underneath that, and they're extremely ambitious, which has been done by design, but we're aiming for 1,000 completed digital health assessments along the way. And then we'd like to see 30% of those to go on and be connected to and available prevention program.
So, what would you say to people who might be thinking about their health? Are there any indicators or symptoms they should think about if they want to get this health check?
Look, it is open to anyone over the age of 18, and I think most of us can probably recognise that there are one or two things that we could be doing to improve our health and wellbeing. So I'd like to think that anyone over the age of 18 could find benefits in participating in the program. But with all of these programs, it's really important that we think about who needs this most. And so there are some people that might be at risk of developing chronic conditions if they are knowingly living with, areas of their health that they could see improvement in. There are particular priority groups and subpopulation groups, such as our First Nations people. Men are notoriously difficult to engage in preventive health, so we're really trying strategies to reach those hard-to-reach groups. Another potential avenue is people preparing to have a baby, because there's a lot of evidence that supports positive health behaviours prior to falling pregnant and having that positive impact on the health of the baby and future health outcomes as well. So it's really important that we're thinking about who could benefit most from this health behaviour change initiative.
And just finally, Claire, what's been the feedback from, other participants who might have taken part in similar programs? What have they said about this approach in terms of prevention rather than the cure?
Oh, look, it's the only option. Prevention of chronic disease is the only option. We've got a rising burden of chronic disease in our community, which obviously impacts on the quality of life of individuals. But at the community level, it's got impacts, and our health system is under immense pressure in addressing these issues. So, there's a huge priority around tackling health and wellbeing proactively and earlier in people's health journey. And when we look at the Southwest HHS local area needs assessment, the number one key priority area is around positive health behaviour change and the importance of making that happen in terms of health system impact.
And just finally, Claire, if people are interested, what should they do?
If they're interested, I would suggest that they Google Wellness My Way and jump online. There's a lot of really consumer-friendly information and resources on there. So anyone living in the Maranoa Regional Council area, we'd really love you to jump on board and click on the Take Your Free Health Assessment. And that's what is, I guess, the gateway then to that targeted and tailored action planning for your own health and wellbeing, and then that onwards connection to available prevention programs.
And we'll have those details as well, so you can go back and click through the links on our Facebook page. So just like us on Facebook